It's time for this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. With us on the phone today, David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, David from Purdue University. So an interesting blog post this week, David, why soybean acres aren't a clear winner in 2017. And you start to look around some of the crop projections, some of the budgets put together by major universities, and you start to see some different figures. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Joe, it's great to join today. We've talked a couple weeks ago about in the Eastern Corn Belt, there was an advantage for producers to plant soybeans in 2017 because of a bit of an economic advantage soybeans had. And that was about $40 per acre that soybeans had over corn. So this week's post, we kind of looked around the Corn Belt a little bit more broadly to see what the other university budgets were saying. And we found that soybeans might not be the clear winner in 2017. More specifically, the Iowa State production budgets actually favor corn by about $20 per acre. And so in the Eastern Corn Belt, the Purdue budgets and Illinois budgets favor soybeans. But in Iowa State, they're favoring corn.
You also took a quick look at Nebraska. What'd you find there?
Well, Nebraska has a very diverse landscape, more rain in the east and less rain in the west, and, of course, irrigated versus non-irrigated. So the signals kind of get jumbled. There really isn't a clear-cut advantage. So producers are going to have to be very disciplined this year and look at their budgets, be very aggressive in making sure they know their true operations costs, because what this is telling us is that there are adjustments across states and across counties and across regions of how the costs have adjusted downward and how it varies.
I like the comment that you put in here that at this point, after looking at several university numbers, you ask, what is going on? So what is going on when you take into consideration all of these?
Yeah, there's a lot of differences in these budgets. I mean, you look across the difference, but we stared into the abyss and we found that when we looked at seed, fertilizer, and crop protection expenses in all these budgets, the rate of which the budgets have pulled those costs down has varied quite a bit. For example, Iowa State has been pretty aggressive in their budgets and pulling down those three expenses to the tune of about $55 an acre. On the other hand, that expense has gone down about $40 to $50 per acre in the Purdue and Illinois budgets. So those costs have gone down quicker. For soybeans, the costs in the Iowa State budgets have actually gone up a little bit, while they've come down in Purdue and Illinois budgets by about $25 to $30 per acre. And that's really what's important for producers in 2017 is how have your costs changed over time, and that could impact what your production costs look like and could adjust which crop might be more economically advantaged for you in 2017.
Well, that's a great segue. That was going to be my next question. Wrap it up for us. It probably has to do with know your particular farm costs.
Yes. In looking to 2017, producers really need to know their production costs. And this has been especially the case given the weed resistance issues that we're facing and some of the herbicides and some of the weeds that we have coming on. And so if a farm has been able to work the cost of production down on one, either corn or soybeans, more aggressively than the other, they're probably going to find an advantage to plant that crop in 2017. And like we said, it's especially the case for the herbicide resistance issue that could be popping up for some weed pressure.
That's David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, here with us. If you'd like more information, go to ageconomist.com, or you can hear this program again on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.